Joining me live over the phone right now today is Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18, covering Southwest Wyoming, including Lincoln, Sweetwater, and Uinta counties, portions of all of those. And Representative Heiner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thank you for letting me join you this morning. It's a pleasure, as always.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time today. I wanted to give our listeners a chance to get caught up on some of the legislative work that's been going on over the summer and fall months, gearing up for that 2025 session. And let's start with some of the committee work that you're on, Representative. Tell us what committees you represent and some things you've been doing this over the last few months.
Well, Duke, unfortunately, most of my committees were taken away from me with Albert Summers being the Speaker of the House. I refuse to join his good old boys club and what he says, go along to get along. So he took a lot of my committees away. But I'm still on the Minerals Committee, and we did a lot of things this summer to further the interests of our natural resources here in Wyoming. As you're aware, there's a lot of federal overreach trying to shut down our coal, oil, natural gas, uranium, everything that's near and dear to us here in Wyoming. So as a member of that committee, we have been working furiously trying to thwart that effort and continue and make reduce regulations and help our industries so that they can continue to operate here in Wyoming. One of the things the Biden administration has done is they have raised the bonding on oil wells. So a lot of our oil wells here in Wyoming are older wells that have been depleting to where they're just called stripper wells now. They only make a couple of barrels of oil a day, and they're owned by small businesses, mostly just individuals. And now the Biden administration wants everyone to put up upwards of $500,000 bond on each well. And that would just drive these small businesses out of where they'd have to plug the well and walk away from them. And we'd lose a lot of production here in Wyoming. So we are working on a bill to allow them to pool together, kind of like a co-op, like Lower Valley Energy, where all of the members pool together to be able to bring in some infrastructure like electricity. These oil well owners and operators can pool together and bond together, and it'll be a lot cheaper for them. So we're doing some innovative things there, Duke, to be able to keep them in business and keep natural resources driving our economy here in Wyoming.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea and concept on that, and certainly something that could be extremely beneficial moving forward. And you mentioned the potential impacts that could happen if some of these regulations were to come down. It also just goes to emphasize that next week's presidential election doesn't just mean some national implications. There's some really big implications on Wyoming and Southwest Wyoming specifically on how things may go next week.
Yes, many may not be aware, but it was recently passed up in Buffalo. The BLM will not lease any coal anymore. They shut down coal leasing for good up there. That's what the Biden administration just did. Of course, we're pushing back against that, but if that is allowed to stand, it actually will take away a big portion of our revenue as a state and a lot of our jobs, and it will be devastating to the state of Wyoming not to have any coal production.
You know, and along those lines, of course, the Rock Springs RMP has been something that the state has been battling against, and not just at the state level, but the congressional delegation also has been very heavily involved in that. Any updates there on that with the Rock Springs RMP and the impacts that could have?
So the Rock Springs RMP is the governor has put in his comments now. So it's going to be finalized here within the next month. And it is devastating to Wyoming. The only thing we have left at our disposal is litigation, and we will litigate. I've gotten that promise from the attorney general here in Wyoming that she is preparing a case to litigate that. But not only that RMP, but there's the sage-grouse greater impact that they're... We as a state have managed our sage-grouse population since 2015, and they're doing well. The sage-grouse population is up 50% this year, but the BLM wants to make it a regional plan, and so that they draw all of the states together into one over-encompassing plan and rule. So it'll be a lot different. You know, they will take the Nevada plan, and they it'll it'll change the way we manage sage grouse. It's going to take the authority away from our game and fish and put it with the federal agents. And it's, you know, it's not going to work out very well for us, I'm afraid. And then there's also the old growth plan for the U.S. Forest Service, where they want to manage our forest for old growth and limit the activity there. But I might mention, Duke, that one of the things is we have had the Forest Service come in and testify to us, and we worked with them. They do some forest thinning to manage fire risk. But what they do is they thin the forest around these areas, and then they just burn the wood. They first snowfall, they'll burn the wood that they have stacked up. And I asked them, why do they waste natural resources like that? Why not just stack it up and open it up to people, citizens of Wyoming that have a valid wood permit, firewood permit, specifically those that are 65 and older, to be able to come and pick that wood up and get a beneficial use from it? Well, they listened to us, and they've started doing that. And I'm very excited about that we're not wasting that natural resource, and we're allowing some individuals to utilize it for firewood, which is desperately needed in your area up there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what's the best way for those that could utilize that to, where do they find it? Just contact the Forest Service for details on that?
Yes. Then? Yes, Duke. The Forest Service occasionally has that available. They had some, like 700 cord here just about a month ago that they opened up and let everybody come and get it. First come, first serve. I would rather it be for 65 and older, but they just opened it up to everyone that had a valid firewood permit. They'll do that more often, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's it just makes sense, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Representative Scott Heiner on the weekday wake up this morning. Well, Representative, as you start looking at the session coming up in a few months, maybe start seeing some pieces of legislation get drafted and discussed. Anything in particular that you're starting to see that may be discussed in the new year?
So, Duke, we know what the priorities are for the citizens of Wyoming, and one of them is property tax relief. We didn't get that. The governor vetoed the bill that we put on his desk that would have given everyone a 25% reduction in their property tax this year. He vetoed that. So that is one of the bills that actually I'm going to be carrying. We're going to bring back and put it back on his desk and challenge him if he wants to veto it. We'll see if we can override his veto. But as everyone goes to the county courthouse to pay their property tax bill this year, I think they need to thank the governor that they're paying more than what they would have if he hadn't have vetoed that. If your tax bill is $4,000, we had planned on reducing that by $1,000. So, and it wouldn't have impacted the local revenues for government. It would not have shut down any 911 or fire department revenue, because the state was going to backfill that money so that the counties and the municipalities would have been kept whole. We had $2 billion of surplus, and we wanted to give 10% back to the taxpayers, but the governor vetoed that. So we're going to try that again, Duke. We're going to bring that back.
You know, and Representative, along those lines, people are going to see Amendment A on their ballot next week, this upcoming Tuesday. That, of course, is in relation to property taxes and the potential to create a new property tax. What's the word? It's escaping me. Property tax level, I guess. That's not the right word. But
separate the classes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Class. Thank you. A property tax class. Your thoughts on Amendment A next week?
So, Duke, I want to make it clear that if Amendment A passes, it will not change anyone's property tax in the near future. We have known that the property tax was an issue for the past 3 to 4 years, and nothing's happened so far. Your property taxes have not gone down because government does not want to reduce revenue. And this last session, two sessions ago, there was 21 bills to reduce property taxes, and they all failed. And so this Amendment A really doesn't move the needle. What it does is loosens up some of the controls so that the legislature can change tax rates more easily. But they did not want to reduce revenue. So what Amendment A could do is allow that tax burden to be shifted from residential to businesses. So they could drop some residential property tax, but they will probably raise business property tax to keep revenue flat. So it's really, what we really need is spending control. We need to reduce the growth of government. I'm not saying cut government, I'm saying reduce the growth, because it's been growing double digits for the past 10 years. We need to slow that down. Now that we have a conservative majority in the House of Representatives, I think you'll see something change. You'll see some of these things move along. We can actually control spending in government and be able to reduce property taxes, hopefully this year, this coming year in 2025.
From House District 18, Representative Scott Heiner this morning with a legislative update. Appreciate your time, Representative. Anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
No, I just appreciate all the good citizens of the state of Wyoming giving us the opportunity to represent them, and hopefully we'll move that needle this coming session and do what the citizens really need, have representatives in Cheyenne that represent the people.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio. And of course, once we get into the session in the new year, we'll touch base again with Representative Heiner and other local legislatures from Western Wyoming. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.